When I was in fourth grade, I had a paper route. Mrs. Stanley was one of my customers. She'd watch me coming down her street, and by the time I'd pedaled up to her porch, there'd be a cold drink waiting. I'd sit and drink while she talked. Widow Stanley talked mostly about her dead husband. Mr. Stanley and I went grocery shopping this morning, she'd say. The first time she said that, soda went up my nose. I told my father how Mrs. Stanley talked as if Mr. Stanley were still alive. Dad said she was probably lonely, and that I ought to sit and listen and nod my head and smile. And maybe she'd work it out of her system. So that's what I did. And it turned out Dad was right. After a while, she seemed content to leave her husband over at the cemetery. Nowadays, we'd have sent Mrs. Stanley to a psychiatrist. But all she had back then was a front porch rocker and her paperboy's ear. I finally quit my paper route and moved on to the more profitable business of lawn mowing. Didn't see the Widow Stanley for several years. Then we crossed paths at a church fundraiser. She was spooning mashed potatoes and looking radiant. Four years before, she'd had to bribe her paperboy to have someone to talk with. Now she had friends. Her husband was gone, but life went on. I live in the city now. My front porch is a concrete slab, and my paper boy is a lady named Edna with three kids. She asks me how I'm doing. When I don't say fine, she sticks around to hear my problems. She's lived in the city most of her life, but she knows about community. Community isn't so much a place as it is a state of mind. You find it whenever folks ask how you're doing, and ask not because they're getting paid to do so, but because they care about you. Kind of like what my dad told me about the Widow Stanley. Sometimes it's good to just smile, nod your head, and listen.